Hello, this is Rosalie Krotz. I'm 66 years old. On today, December 29th of 2019, we're here in Norwalk, California, where I grew up with my parents, and I'm Renee's daughter. Okay, Dad. Dad, how about you?
Oh, muy buenas tardes. Me llamo René Ceniceros. And tengo 90 años ya de edad. Y ahorita es el 29 de diciembre de 2019. Vivo aquí en el pueblo de Norwalk. Y tengo a mi hija conmigo.
That's all?
Es todo.
Okay. And Dad, I was
Sí.
looking at these pictures of you, and there's a beautiful picture of you and Mom when you first met. Tell
Déjame ver.
me about that.
Oh, este retrato es cuando when I first met your mom.
Well, tell me so I can understand in English.
In English, what do you think I'm talking right now? In Chinese or
Okay, go ahead.
That's when I met your mom. We were just barely, she was just a baby. You can see that. I don't know whether she's walking on a what, but I'm not trying to make jokes,
Yeah,
but
right.
she is a young girl. I think she was either 13 or 14 years old when I met
Okay.
her. I forget, it's been so many years ago. But when I saw her, I said, oh boy, that's for me.
Yeah.
And I just felt for her. And I guess she felt the same for me because we started going out. And I had to go ask
Her
her
father.
parents and her father if I could take her to the show. So, but they had company in order to get rid of her. They say, yeah, go ahead, go to that
Well,
show,
they
but don't
did.
stay out too late. So we went to the show, and then after that, I took her to go buy a hot dog or something like that, something. At that time, I wasn't working or anything. I was going to school. So from there on in, that's it. My life was just going. I worked hard. So I go save some money so I can go and take her
Oh,
out
did you?
to that show or any place, So we started going out and going to parties or stuff like that. Around the neighborhood. They won't their her parents and my parents are real strict. We couldn't go out just because I wanted to go out. I had my chores around the house. That was first I had to do. Take out the trash and do this and do that or whatever. And then after I finished, I had to make sure that, my dad was in a good mood. And I go asking, Dad, can I go out tonight? I won't stay too long. It's just around the corner. Who are you going out with? Oh, I met this girl. I want to meet her and all that. I want to know who she is and do their parents know you're going out? But all in all, excuse me. We got to the point where we started going out together. And inside both of us, we were boyfriend but to other people, we were just friends. But they didn't know that we were going around together. And from then it's just history. I just met her, I loved her, and we got to that point that I forget. I think it was the Second World War, and I needed, they started drafting young guys, and I made up my mind that I had. There was five of us in my family, and three of us were in the service.
Five kids, right?
And I had a brother that got killed in Normandy. And then my other brother came back, and then it was me in the service. That's why excuse me, my mother, well, my dad, they wanted me to go because he had already lost a son in a service. But I guess to him I was a sort of, excuse the word, a pain, you know. And you know, and so he said, yeah, let him go, I'll make a man out of him. So I took my training in San Diego, and after I finished there, they sent me, you know, out to San Francisco, and from there they shipped me out to Pearl Harbor.
How exciting.
And from there on, you know, I spent my, I think it was 3 years in the Navy, and I came back, and my wife was still waiting for me, so we got married. And it was the best thing in the world for me that God ever did for me, because I fell in love with her so much. And then I had a bunch of hoodlums. Or there was my brother. No, I'm sorry. That wasn't it. But the hoodlums were my kids, you know. They were terrible.
Were we?
Yeah. And to this day, I don't know how I did it, you know. But anyway, they got grown up, and then they got married, and for the last one left the house. Both my wife and I went, oh, thank you, God, you know. But it just happened that they married close by, and then we had grandkids, so that was terrible too. You know, I got rid of my kids, but then the grandkids came, and it was even worse, because then I had to behave myself. I had to show them, you know, an example that you're married now and you have to behave yourself. But otherwise, in all, I had almost, I would say, a perfect life. God has been so good to me and my wife. I'm so glad that I met her. And it's been one of those miracles. I call it a miracle because to this day, I still miss her so much. I got pictures of her all over the house that, you know, I just can't help it.
Yeah. And, you know, I was looking at the house and remembering, do you remember buying your house here with Mom?
Yeah.
And how, what was it like?
Oh, it was, I can't even describe it because the houses were built for the GIs coming back, you know? And there was, at that time, we thought that $10,000 was a lot of money. Ooh. $10,000 you're going to be paying for the rest of our lives. But no, that was a good... All this land that we lived on belonged to the Japanese during the Second World War. So they picked them up and put them in camps, the government did. So that the land that they had, they didn't know if they had other things hidden or whatever. The government took it over and then they started to level it off. And then they started building. We started coming home, you know, all the GIs. So I guess the government thought that that was a good place to start building homes for us that were coming home. So they started building GI homes. So they were going for $10,000, you know. And a three-bedroom home for $10,000 was a gift. It was something that wasn't heard of. But that's what the government did for us GIs coming home.
Oh, you deserved it.
Yeah, so we got, they had three models, and they made, and then my wife and I came over to see him, and she liked this one here. And here we are, and you guys
remember,
were born.
Do you remember when the house was ready and they gave you the keys walking through the door?
We were the first ones to come in. We walk open the door and brand new home, and it smells so pretty. And I tried to pick her up and carry her like they do in there, but I couldn't because I wasn't as strong as I used to be. But we did make it in.
Uh-huh.
And here we are. We've been here ever since.
Yeah, and did it come? It didn't come like this, right? Didn't you do a lot of the work here yourself?
I did practically all of it. See, my trade was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to like to do things with wood, mm-hmm. just about everything. I started to build to the house. Like I built a den. And I had a carpenter come in. It was a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and he built the frame. But I paneled the inside. My mother was my helper. And then my mother.
Yeah.
Your mother. And then I built the kitchen. But all the neighbors around here that started to move in were GIs too. Mm-hmm. So we had each other that we helped, you know, yeah. and make parties for each and all that.
And I remember when you cut the and made put the bar the in, bar, didn't yeah, you do that to all, most of the houses around here?
No.
Some of them,
only,
right?
It's only, I think, three houses that we used to have parties every so mm-hmm. often. And they used to come in and they liked them, so I helped them. Like my next door neighbor across the street, mm-hmm. and I made three or four houses that I made the bar,
mm-hmm.
To the kitchen, and that's it. We've been here ever since,
mm-hmm.
and then we had a bunch of brats to get that's my daughters and my sons, but I'm glad because I got blessed with them, and. That's about it.
Yeah, and your grandchildren, right?
What?
And your grandchildren.
The grandchildren,
your beautiful
yeah.
grandchildren also.
So that's all. That's about my life.
And how with this beautiful picture of you and Mom mm-hmm. when you got married,
yeah.
how was that day?
Well, tell that's a secret. I can't say that. It's only for...
No, I don't want to know.
No. Okay.
But what was your wedding? It must have been beautiful.
Oh, it was a beautiful mm-hmm. wedding, yeah. She was so young, and I guess you can tell from these pictures, she's a beautiful woman. But here's before, and in back is after we've been married quite a while. So that's her right there, and it's, as you can see, I don't know where you are, but the people that are here right now can see that difference. That in the years, and the first one was taken in September the 1st, 1932.
Well, that's Mom's.
That's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And December the 28th, 2018, I don't know what that mm-hmm. was for, probably when, I don't know, I don't remember. It's been so many years ago, but she was a beautiful woman. And I thank God so much for giving me such a beautiful wife.
Yeah, and
I miss her so much.
Did you enjoy living in this neighborhood for so many years?
Oh, yes, because we were all of us that we moved here, these houses were made for, strictly for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to be in the service. And so all the guys that moved here were in the same boat that I was, this mm-hmm. sort of speaking, and so they had no friends but the ones that mm-hmm. so were moving in, so we started, you know, oh hi, my name is Renee, and so on and so forth. So then we used to get together every so often, just the neighborhood, you know, mm-hmm. and make parties in each house, and I've been a. I always liked working with wood, you know, mm-hmm. being like sort of a carpenter. And I started building a bar, you know, how can I put it? Like if you're going to drink someplace, you know, you have a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easy for me to build those bars in the homes. So that's what we used to do every so often, go from home to home and have a party. And even though it was across the street, it was something different, you mm-hmm. know, going from house to house. And here we are.
Yeah.
After so many years.
And I remember from the parties, uh-huh. even though they weren't for us,
uh-huh.
that you and Mom loved to dance together, right?
Oh, I still do. In my dreams, you know, I put music, especially like Glenn Miller and Frank Sinatra and all those, mm-hmm. you know. And I sort of, in my mind, I start I can see myself dancing with your mom, you know, because she was so beautiful.
The jitterbug?
I'm sorry?
The jitterbug?
Oh, I used to jitterbug and jitter into whatever, you know, and especially when I had a few drinks, you know. I was like a top, you know. You crank me up and let me go, and you can stop me, you know. But I had a beautiful wedding growing up with my wife. And I say growing up because she was young, too.
Yeah, you were too, though, weren't you?
Well, I was young, but being in the service, I was sort of broken up a little bit. By broken up, I mean I had been in places. I traveled quite a bit in the service, you know. And I got to meet people and see how other people lived, you know. This is very exciting to know how other people, you know, get together too. They have their parties and the drink and whatever.
Yeah.
So I've been real fortunate, real, real blessed by that. And I love my wife so much to this day that I wish she was there. I know she's in a better place.
Yeah, and I remember that she used to always make sure your dinner was cooked when you got home from work.
Well, that I was working, I don't know.
And I know you'd get home, and then it's time for dinner.
Yeah, she was a good
wife. What was your favorite meal that she made? Do you remember?
No,
it was all good.
We were, what?
It was all good.
We were young, and she cooked what she learned from her mom. And it was just so Mexican food made, you know, frijoles and soup, homemade soup. She used to go to the market and buy the bone. And sometimes we got to be a good customer with a butcher. And she used to save us special bones. They had the inside, I don't know what to call it now. And then we get all that flavor from that. You know, but it was real good, man.
Was it?
They don't do that no more. I think for some reason they stopped. But we had a real nice growing up. We grew up together, you know. And that's about it. And then I started having a bunch of brats, which is you, you know.
Well, I think your brats are pretty lucky, huh?
Well, that I don't know because I remember coming home from work and all I used to hear, Rosalie, baby, 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 and she did this, baby, 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 and Joe, baby, baby, and I used to say, oh, man, here we go again, you know. But it was worth it, though. Yes. It was worth it.
It was.
I mean, I'm blessed, and I really save this from the heart. I'm blessed that God gave me you guys.
Well, we're blessed too, Dad, very much.
Because
very much.
Without you, I don't think that I would have survived, you know, even though you see all my gray hair that I had, and because I'm almost bald now, that gray hair came from you guys.
Well, that's all right, because you know what? I got mine back from you. And you know what? When you said you were, well, you and Mom, you guys used to travel, used to go on cruises, tell me some of the places you went to. Do you remember?
Well,
I know you went to Hawaii.
Yeah, I went to Hawaii.
And I remember you went on a cruise like the Mediterranean. And
yeah, but they were just a cruise
Japan.
That we used to get here through the city, you know, and you go by you. They charge you so much to do, and you just go have fun.
Yeah.
You know, but we were so young that we the little that we travel was just a joy, something that I believe that God gave both of us because I was a hard worker, but we didn't make that much money to be able to be traveling.
Yeah.
So we must have done something right that God gave us as a gift, and we were very we appreciate it.
And where did you work at? Do you remember? You worked at. Not too far from here, right?
Well, it was not really.
Airstream place where you made those nice trailers?
Yeah, Airstream trailers. And it's still, it was over here in
Santa Fe Springs.
Santa Fe Springs, And I was lucky. I lied when I first I went in there and I told a guy that I had been working with traders for a long time and all that, and I lied. From the minute I walked into that office, I started making up stories. And I guess they needed some help, that they got to believe me, or they say, this guy's crazy not to, to work for nothing, you know. So they hired me, and I started being, and we stayed with them for almost, I don't know how many years, until they grew to the point that they had to move from here. And I really don't know where. They still make the Airstream Trader.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know where they're at
now. And didn't you end up being your job? You got supervisor or?
Oh, I got to be assistant superintendent of the company. But that's because I used to be a hard worker. And I always liked working with wood, you know. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I've been blessed. That's the only thing I own. Everything that I have, especially you guys, you know, that I've been blessed with.
Well, I think it took a lot of good hard work and blessings. Wow. And after that, where did you go? Didn't you work for L&B?
No, that was before.
Oh, it was before.
I was with L&B. They used to be just a furniture.
Oh, okay.
It was a small shop. There's only three of us, no, four of us in a shop. And we used to make furniture for the patio, you know.
Oh,
and
you?
I just happened to hit it lucky. And it was in East, it was located on downtown LA. So I had to take the bus and everything. And then they moved from there, and I couldn't move with them because I couldn't travel that far. So that's when I found the job over here.
The Airstream.
And and then we got married, and here we are.
Yep.
You know.
Still here. Do you remember how many years?
Oh, no, I don't.
I don't even remember. Well, you've been married, I think, 70 years.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
I don't remember my age, you know. I know that God gave me a great gift, and that was your mom. You know, she still is a wonderful person.
Yes.
And I'll never forgive
her. I think you are too, so together it worked very well.
It worked okay.
Yeah.
We struggled. But she was there for me a lot of time, even
That's
though
true.
We ate beans, you know.
They were delicious.
Frijoles a lot, again, you know. Beans are pretty frijoles are beans, you know. Yeah, but today I made them this way. Okay, but they're still beans, though, regardless how you made them. You know. Anyway, I enjoy every bit.
That's good. And I'm sure, I know you helped her to enjoy it.
Oh, she was
also
a beautiful woman. I was blessed by God when I met her, and I'm still thankful for her. I hear music from Glenn Miller and Frank Sinatra and all those that we used to dance for when we were young, and I can't help remember your mom when we were young, and I just start crying because it brings back very good memories, you know, that I have with my, you know. So that's about it, you know.
Well, that's good, and so we're so lucky.
No, I'm lucky.
All
I'm
of
very
us.
Lucky. I'm
the whole family.
As a matter of fact, I thank God.
The whole family.
That I feel blessed that He gave me such a beautiful family. You know.
Well, I think that came from you raising us, you and Mom raising us.
Well, your mom did most of the work because I was always working, and I had to go earn a living.
Yeah.
To
but I remember when she
guys,
would say, "Wait till your father gets home," so you had a part to do in it too, right?
Yeah, that's true. But
you
guys weren't so bad. Once I used to have a cage in the back where I used to put you guys for a while, but. I gave it away.
Oh, did you? You're so funny, Dad. You're so funny. And So now that now you're just relaxing and enjoying.
Yeah, and trying to enjoy mm-hmm. the rest of that.
Yeah.
I have such good marriage mm-hmm. memories of your mom mm-hmm. that I can sit here and just think of the good things that we had. Like I keep saying that everything that I have and I own and we did, it came through God, and I mm-hmm. can't forget that. And I'm thankful for that. And I just remember and start crying because those are good things that we had. So that's, I know she's waiting for me wherever she is, and I know she's in a better place than we had before.
Mm-hmm.
But she's worth it.
Yes. And then you can continue your parties, right?
Yeah, in my thoughts, I can't uh-huh. forget it. I have such good memories with her.
Right. We had a lot of good memories.
Yeah, yeah.
All of us together.
Yeah, you guys have been real good. And I'm blessed with that, too. I'm not real religious, but I know where good things come from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my Lord.
You're right.
You know. And for that, I'm blessed.
And they're going to continue.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to be 90 what?
Well, you're going to be 91 soon.
91. Mm-hmm. And I feel I know I don't look like $1 million, but I feel like $1 million.
Well, I think you look pretty mm-hmm. pretty good for 91.
Well, that has a lot to do with my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Every time I sneeze, I can feel my cheeks just going, bah, 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 you know. But that's part of life, you know.
And you're so funny. You can make anyone laugh, right?
Well, it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know. And it wakes me up sometimes. Da, 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 da.
You're so handsome, though.
Oh, thank
always
you.
Have been.
I like my dimples.
That's what I said, so handsome. And is there anything else you think, like when you went with mom on a cruise or...
No, those are secrets.
Oh, you know what was good is when you would go to San Diego, take a drive to San Diego to go see Uncle Senny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Where would we always stop at? Do you remember for breakfast? Capistrano.
Capistrano, yeah, mm-hmm. Capistrano, yeah.
Yeah. That was fun, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At that time, you know, just going out to the store was fun. Excuse me.
And I remember back in the day when you would say after dinner, let's go for a ride. And we, the kids, thought that we were going really far because of all the oil wells, remember?
Yeah, yes, I remember.
And we were just going where? Just to Santa Fe Springs, right mm-hmm. there, right down the street, huh?
Yeah, but that was a ride because mm-hmm. my horse and buggy wasn't very good. You know, I had to get out and then go pet the horse and give him to eat and all that.
Right.
Uh-huh. Otherwise.
Or when we went to the beach and you'd hold me or hold us and, you know, individually and say, close your eyes, I'm going to take you to that island.
Oh, no.
And shut my eyes. And I thought, how did Mom get to this island? Because, and so what did you do? You just tricked us, huh?
Yeah.
Had fun.
Yeah. But you know what I wanted to do, really, and I'm sorry to say this, but I wanted to drown you.
But, oh, did you?
But, never,
and it didn't work.
But you guys were terrible, you know.
That
but I never got the nerve to do it.
We're lucky. Excuse me. Because
no.
I couldn't figure out how could Mom be at this island when she was just at the beach.
Yeah.
Good
I
days,
have a,
huh?
I have this picture here that uh-huh. your mom and I were just going around together.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, every time I see it, it brings back so many good memories. And it's a picture of we were real young. I'm going to show it to the camera so the camera can Can you see it? No, I don't think. But anyway, it's this one here. And I think that's about it for my life. That I feel blessed, and I'm so thankful for God for giving me such a beautiful family. And for, I'm still here.
You are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know.
And still looking good.
Yeah. Why?
And you still got your dimples.
Even though my dimples are down to my shoulders, but that's all right. Doesn't bother me.
Are we going to say your dimples are at your knees?
No.
The dimples on your knees?
But they bother me. Sometimes I have to kick them out of the way. When
you're
I walk.
You're so funny, Dad. Mm-hmm. Oh, look how handsome you are.
Gosh. You're always telling the truth.
I do. You taught me that, to tell the truth.
I'm only kidding.
So can you tell us what your wife's name is, just so we have that on here?
Yeah.
Lean back there, yeah.
Oh, what's her?
Tell us what your wife's name is.
Oh, her name is Carmen Reyes Ceniceros, esposa de René Ceniceros, which is a wonderful man. And I'm only talking for my wife because she said the truth. And I hate to lie. Sorry, Carmen. Carmen is my wife's name. I was a lucky one. She keeps telling me that even in my dreams that she was lucky. But no, I'm the one that's lucky for met her. So when I met her, even though she was just a little girl. I'm sorry to say this, but she didn't even have no nipples yet, you know. But that's all right. That's all right. They grew after the kids were here, you know. That she used to, I remember when we were going to go out, she'd say, wait a minute, pluck. And that was when she was trying to get him over her shoulders. And then we'd go out.
Terrible.
Oh, I got company here. I'm sorry. You're going to have to squeeze my language, but you told me to tell the truth. And as I sit here, I'm telling the lie. I'm making it up.
It's beautiful, Dad.
Oh, I love her so much. I miss her so much. Just the way she looks here, that's the way she used to be.
Yeah, Mom didn't change much at all. She still had dark hair and no wrinkles.
Just like God gave me another chance, or I don't have words enough to express my love for my wife. I think of her, and sometimes I start crying because I miss her so much. If it wasn't for her, I don't think I would have what I have now. I thank her and God. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Dad. It's perfectly fine that you miss Mom and love her like you do. We're the lucky ones to be able to see all that and live with it.
Okay.
And love you back.
Wherever you are, Carmen, I miss you. I still love you so much. Unless I do. Amen. Hold it.
Okay. You okay, Dad?
Yeah.
You want a tissue?